Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We're taking your thoughts on Joey Votto. Fred, go ahead.
And James Strebel.
My thoughts are, death to Floyd Street, Loserville sucks, you bums and blanker chip L's down, you chump of a chump. Booyah!
The booyah got me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
He's here.
I'm doing all right.
Texas says Big Vito crumbling under the pressure.
Yeah, I crumbled. There's no hiding.
As N said, you said you had strong insides, yet a pita cracker nearly killed you.
Multiple
about
Peter.
6 months ago.
Multiple pita crackers. More is more than one.
Oh, it's The Take on ESPN 680 105.7. One more segment to go. The mixtape is coming up here in just a second. It's presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. And I guess, are you ready, Jack? I'm ready to just
I'm
get
ready
into
to roll.
It. I mean, we've done the Governor's Cup thing. We'll have all the pre- and post-game coverage. We'll have the alley. We'll have all the nonsense. Strebel's going to be out there hanging out with BBN. Blankenbaker is going to do a cards up. Diener's going to do a trust fall. Biggest Biscuit's going to.
Oh yeah.
He's gonna make some brisket. It's going to be dry. We're all going to make fun of him.
Yeah, say this is the worst I've ever had.
I'm gonna spit it.
Patty Ice is gonna shotgun some beer.
Patty Ice is just gonna do a pregame show. Just never.
He's
stop.
Gonna talk sports, brother.
He's gonna talk sports.
Will Taylor
brother,
Lynch so. Have a shirt on?
Taylor Lynch will have
he
a
will
shirt off.
He will sing Scott Satterfield.
Making out with his fiance, buying a home, doing all of that at once.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great day.
So it's gonna be a fun time. We'll be tweeting out again as a reminder all the pre- and post-game coverage and everything else. All right, let's dive into it. It's the mixtape. It's presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Guys, you don't have to live with ED or PD. HightowerMens.com. HightowerMens.com to find out more there. Well, let's hit the open, Jack, and let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
All right, Creano, let's go. Sound number one.
Beauty. I just love this place because my wife is in a bikini.
Did Jack sing Dixieland Delight? That coming down as well at 437-9680.
I hope so.
I had the shaker.
I feel like Dino won. You know, I mean,
how the guy doesn't have a job?
He lost. But he won a little battle. I mean, he told Chris, basically, give me a whole bunch of money or I'm going to turn you in. You're going to get in trouble and the team's going to suck as a result. And, you know, I mean, that's, you know, he told Chris, give me money or I'm going to sabotage you and the team. And so I don't.
Well, and he sabotaged himself. He's never going to work in NCAA again, probably.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Dino, he took the big loss, but I just feel like this is at least a consolation. I mean, I watched these guys playing and I'm thinking, oh, Dino's loving this.
I hope we're not going to hear a whole year of excuses for Mac, you know, and then he's out for these six games. So what? These are like powder puff teams. Give me a break. We're not playing Duke, you know. Come on, guys. I just hope we don't. I'm not saying you're doing it, but I hope we don't. Oh, it's excuse. And then all this analyzation of the game. Man, just get out there and play ball, man. Just ball. Quit always analyzing this, the pack line. I never even heard of the pack line until this guy comes along. What the heck's a pack line? Just play ball, man. I don't want these excuses. And I think that team is in serious trouble.
Oh, wow. Then they won by 20. Keep them coming.
By the way, there it is on the mixtape. Diener, Malik, Process, Heisman, better school.
Yeah.
I knew it would get marked.
No, I mean.
But I feel like it's a relevant thing to
if
say.
If he were on Georgia's team right now, he'd be in the Heisman.
I thought.
That is absolutely true. You can make fun of something that is an absolute 100% accurate assessment of if he were putting up numbers like this on the number one team in the country, of course he would.
Like, it doesn't feel like an insane take, honestly. It doesn't.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that yet. That's
take him to the ground and pound him. Take him to the ground and pound him.
I've told you my interpretation of L's down at this point. It doesn't mean anything to Louisville fans at all. It is rivalry virtue signaling.
Yeah.
It's just their way of saying to each other, yeah, I'm on the team.
Yes, I'm on the team.
We're on the same side here.
And well,
it's like when Christians used to make the sign of the fish in the dirt.
Oh, it's a haymaker.
That is a haymaker. Oh, when did they do that?
Oh, thousands of years ago.
Just nothing says sex in Florida more than Mark Stoops.
And speaking of lack of integrity, your Stoops to LSU and Stoops to Florida.
Just stop it.
LSU and Florida would hire me before they would hire Mark Stoops. Just stop
that. If you want to get, like, Stoops, if you want to raise.
Get your self-esteem somewhere else, too. To the fan that wants to spread that nonsense.
Yeah.
Go find your self-esteem somewhere else.
He went straight to the head Kentucky media and was like, put it out there.
Yeah, to get them feeling good about me.
Yeah.
You're welcome, yeah. BBN, for getting to play at 7:30.
right. Yeah.
Because that was all us.
Right.
That was all us that got you to 7:30.
No.
You know it. I know it.
Yeah.
I do not think Scott Satterfield is a very good football coach. And with some of the stuff and the way we lost games, I look at things now and I'm like, you know, we should have beat Wake Forest. You know, I look at that and I'm like, there's absolutely no excuse to me as to how we could lose a football game like that and then a coach come on in his press conference and tell everyone in the world, I thought we scored enough points to win, and he literally said he took his foot off the gas because he was trying to run the clock out. You know, if we beat Kentucky, you know, my eyes are saying we should have won three games that we lost. And games we lost where we had the lead.
Wait, now time out. So if they win, you're going to feel worse about Scott Satterfield?
He is not a good coach, Drew. And you look at it.
And clearly nothing is going to change your mind on that one.
No, I mean, unless he could go back and win big games, Kentucky's turned out not to be a very good football team. I mean, face the fact on that, they're not very good. We're not very good. We're both average football teams, just like you said. If we win the game, we've won an average football game. I don't think Kentucky's better than anybody else we've played on our schedule, except for Duke and Syracuse. He's always done is prove things.
Well, but I would think at least if you beat Kentucky, you can't feel worse about him. I mean, that's not. Then there's no win scenario because if he loses, you're going to feel worse about him. If he wins, you're going to feel worse about him. So this is a no win scenario.
It kind of is, and it's like that for a lot of people.
Oh, man.
No win scenario.
Come on.
Whoa.
All right, keep them coming.
Kentucky got great name brand wins. Those name brands just happened to be having years that justified firing the head coaches of those programs.
Yeah. It's embarrassing to lose to Kentucky football.
Still.
Go ask Dan Mullen. Go ask Coach O.
Go ask Grantham.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go ask the countless number of coaches that have gotten fired for losing to Kentucky in
and
the SEC.
No coach batted an eyelash. No coach complained one bit. After losing to the University of Kentucky.
No, it's the final death knell.
I would love to see Louisville win for no other reason than to expose how thin and fraudulent that UK program is. If you remember, the last time that we beat them, the late night tweets from the players about how the coaches don't care about anybody but themselves,
mm-hmm.
The infighting, you know, Stoops has this deal where whenever things get tough, he's got those four cream puffs scheduled every year. So, okay, they have a big blowout the next day, the next week, and everything's good. But, I mean, you know, his entire program is built on Vince Morrow recruiting and scheduling cream puffs to keep the players happy. And if they face any diversity, you notice they implode almost immediately.
Oh, I love it. I love that guy. Love that guy. Keep him coming.
Kentucky fans all year have talked about how garbage Louisville is, and they're underdogs. They're underdogs in this game. Yeah. So that tells you that right now, neither of them is that special. Neither of them are that special right now.
I would have bet anything the chestiness of we're going to come in there and beat Louisville was going to move that line to 0.5 immediately. I even got on here and I said, I dare you. I double dog dare you to bet on your team. And you know what they did? They ran.
That means Kentucky fans are all just emotionally hedging bets.
Streeble's getting mad.
Where's the 529 plans and the 401ks getting bet on Kentucky? With you're getting points, and the line grew from 2 to 2.5.
You do understand that more than just Kentucky and Louisville fans bet on that game.
I understand.
That probably has zero effect.
We're talking about the entire retirement savings, mortgages, equity lines that they said that they would bet on, that they would use to wager for Kentucky against Louisville, and it's not happening because that's what I heard all summer.
It's embarrassing to lose to Kentucky football.
Still.
Go ask Dan Mullen. Go ask.
Odds, they will be stomping on the bird pregame.
Okay.
What are your prop bets for pregame shenanigans for Kentucky?
Oh, 100%.
They're 100% stomp on the bird.
Even money. He always has his dudes out there doing something stupid. So, no, James won't. James will get on the post game afterwards, and he'll say, well, that's what Kentucky football does. They always let us down. But you don't have to answer for anything like Louisville Ryan does, because we have an ounce of integrity in our program.
Oh, you killed him. Jackie killed him. He's on the ground. Jackie's dying.
Integrity.
You know what? Since it's Kentucky Louisville, and since I like James, if you want to listen to James cry after the game, he'll be doing the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife pregame show. They'll have the postgame show over there, so check that out if you want to. I'll probably call.
It'll be a good show to call.
I know.
It'll be a great show. I don't know, man. He gets spicy, man. When
he does get angry.
He gets spicy when he, like I said, it's like, James,
I'm trying to get him.
I don't even know who you are.
BBN's being a little mean.
No, they're not.
No, they're worried.
We're lying in
they're
the
worried.
Weeds.
No, you're lying.
We're lying,
you're
in, the
lying
weeds.
In the weeds.
Ready to pounce.
Really?
At 10:30. And then it's on. Actually, before that, we're pouncing at the stadium. We're showing out at the stadium, and we're going to pounce. No, let Louisville talk. Let him talk.
He's going to have goons out, isn't he?
Oh, Zach? Yeah.
He's going to be in midfield with dudes grabbing crotch. He's going to have goons out.
If there's one game that Mark Stoops will have them ready for, it's this one. It's the
Maybe it, not Tennessee.
Set's not built for this hate, Andy. Set is not. Stoops is built for this hate. Set is not. Set's a little meek little mouse. He's on the attack. Well, we're going to love him. No. This is the rivalry, Satterfield. This is the Governor's Cup.
He's going, Jack.
Your little visor is not built for this. So get ready, Satterfield. I'm strong on that take, that he doesn't have the gumption to get his team fired up and ready to go the way Kentucky does. They weren't ready 2 years ago. They're already trotting out the tum-tum excuses. Well, I hope it's through our team now. I hope we're over it at this point. Blanket Baker's already asking, the flu? Who's sick? What's wrong? They're already setting themselves up for failure. I cannot wait until November
27th. Well,
Sant's a little meek little mouse.
Oh, Lord.
I can't imagine a Kentucky fan doesn't want to play the game. Why would they not want to play the game?
I don't know.
I think they do want to play the game.
Because we're not Akron? That was the last time we played Ohio State, too. I think we went for two and lost by one. Yeah. Kirk Herbstreit was the quarterback, and they've never played us again either, by the way.
Yeah.
Ohio State, because we took them to the wire,
and
Ohio State said, no more. No more Louisville. We can't do that anymore. And that's the scheduling around the myth that I'm talking about that Kentucky continues on.
Scheduling around the myth. What do you mean when you say that sentence?
When you don't want people to know the truth, you schedule around the myth.
when Louisville almost beats Ohio State, never put them on the schedule again because you got to schedule around the myth. If you look at Ohio State's schedule, and until recently, they've changed their philosophy. They used to just beat the MAC and then play the Big Ten schedule.
Yeah.
Drew, I apologize. I left my tinfoil at home.
I mean, he's talking about a decades-old game. Like, there's still... Mark, nobody thinks about your team. Nobody likes you. Nobody cares about your freaking football team. You're nothing. Ohio State, Ryan Day does not care about Scott Satterfield.
It's like when when somebody finally realizes that they've been lied to, and then
what are
and,
you talking
and
about?
And then the Kentucky what fans are like, mean? "Oh my God!" The
Kentucky
our
fans
schedule?
Understand their non-conference schedule.
Not
crap
on Twitter,
bola.
They don't. No, they don't.
See, you guys that think Twitter's the real world, got to get your ass out of there.
You got to talk to people like in the real world. There's still people that
two asses, you're three be, now in the first.
You're gonna
10
you're
minutes.
Gonna go. You're gonna talk to people that are like, "Oh, schedule's not better than Kentucky's. They just played Syracuse and Duke like they." Just plays Vanderbilt.
You're going to curse today.
Vanderbilt and New Mexico State.
Yeah.
Kentucky has 14 straight wins over non-conference opponents. What a record.
Yeah.
14 straight.
Now that's...
Well, when you're paying Sister Mary for the School of Blind and Deaf, St. Margaret
right.
Mary, I don't even think they have any kind of a team. You're playing,
Louisville
Eastern. I mean, really, you're playing Ohio, Akron. Give
me
a
that,
break.
Listen, if you're give playing a team from the MAC, that's a step up.
Louisville's part of that 14 straight. Do they not get that? Is that like, do they miss that? That they're part of the 14 straight? So they're with them.
I can't stop them, Jack.
It's Kentucky fans day. Have been able to do that for the past, 3 years?
Yeah, because it wasn't even a game last year.
It wasn't
yeah.
a game last year. Their president forfeited.
Yeah.
You know, that should go down in the record book, right? You know?
Stop it.
Well, did they play in a bowl game? Did they play in a bowl game?
Yeah.
They could play in a bowl game, but they couldn't play Louisville. I mean, I'm just putting it out there.
It's funny that, you know, Blanket Baker wanted to talk about bowl games, but his team opted to not play in one. Cowards. I mean, they opted to not play in a bowl game because no one wanted to play for Satterfield anymore.
Well,
Tutu and Dez were done. And so was that running back that quit too.
Javion Hawkins.
Yeah, Javion Hawkins quit too. So, no, I don't want to hear about Blanket in bowl games.
It's a good retort by you.
Because this team quit and said, no, we don't want to play a bowl game. We're tired. We don't want to play anymore. It's cold outside. It's December and it's cold. I don't want to hear from those cowards.
Because if you listen to Kentucky fans this week, like there's a lot of this where it's like, the last time you all played an SEC team, you just got run. But then they use the SEC as also a reason why they schedule like cowards. So you can't use it as a strength and then tell me that you schedule Akron because the SEC's tough. Like, you're either strong or you're not. Like, I'm trying to figure out where
really
you are.
There's one really good way to determine the better team in this rivalry. They play each other.
I know.
So that's it.
Thank you.
That's it. That's
Let's
all.
Go.
Thank you, Drew.
Well, there's so much misinformation.
You got to have sleeper cells on both sides.
So much, I mean, fake news and like just total omission of data and all this other stuff.
Not that you ever do anything.
Why would I do that? No, I don't need to. I have the strength of schedule from Sagarin, and I can outline how much better the Louisville schedule was than the Kentucky schedule, even though Kentucky is in the SEC.
There he goes. See, I'm not sure I can do it. Winter in this blanket.
I'm just telling you.
That and Louisville are pointing to like these percentages and these numbers now. Those are inflated fake numbers because you played bums all season. You were able to put up good numbers against crap teams, and it's making you feel good like a security blanket. It's not a real thing. You're it's all built on a house of sand, and that's all it is. And it's going to get exposed on Saturday.
What was the one that came out yesterday that had Louisville?
It was fake news.
I have no idea.
All these fake narratives. No, your ass fake narratives. That's what it was. It was a fake narrative on the Louisville spot. They you had a better strength than Scuffle, Kentucky. Fake ass narrative lies. I mean, so there you go, Blank. I mean, you're gonna write ESPN a strongly worded letter about how their numbers are fake and is controlled by Kyle Tucker and Jerry Tipton and Mark Story and Eli Capiluto and Mitch Barnhart and Mark Stoops and Vince Barrow. Louisville fans, you didn't play anybody. You bums sat there with the all-clown conference and tried to pretend that you had a better schedule, and I just proved it, and that was ESPN, strength of schedule, Arkansas number one, eat it.
I love L's down. There was a guy that came in. He texted me into the studio in the summer and said, if Louisville wins five games, I'll bet you $5,000. I said, I'll take it right now. We'll put it in escrow. And then I never heard from him again. Chirp, chirp, chirp until I accept the bet. And then all of a sudden it's gone.
Text says, can you get Buzz Baker on with Blake? Absolutely not this week. No way. Uh-uh. Nope. Nope. Not doing it. Not doing it. I will have to rein him in.
Well, Buzz
on my
used
own.
He uses that thing where the Kentucky being on Louisville's football schedule validated the program.
It's just not,
because he used it against people who are unprepared.
Yeah,
he used it against people who are unprepared and aren't familiar with their schedule in 1994 or whatever it was. And Kentucky won that first game. But like they don't, you know, the schedule that Louisville was playing at that time, they were an independent. They're playing freaking everybody.
Yeah, Texas,
it was
Texas A&M, Tennessee, Pitt, West Virginia, you name it.
Everybody.
They played them.
You hear that? That's semi-heartbreaking.
I give the nod to Kentucky in a close game. I mean, several times, I think three times this season, Louisville has blown fourth quarter leads. They just don't seem to be able to win those close games. I think they've won three. I mean, they've lost three by like a combined 10 points.
They just haven't had crowds. Now, you know, with them beating two cream puffs like Duke and Syracuse, maybe that's added a little bit more enthusiasm and excitement to their fan base and is giving them a little bit more false hope when it comes to this game. So maybe they'll have a little bit more of a showing this this Saturday. But, you know, blue always gets in. You know, we know that when it comes to basketball, football, baseball, badminton, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. Blue.
Justin Jeffries is a honk.
Hell yeah.
It's the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. Find out more about their pulse wave therapy. Jackie boy, keep them coming.
I just want to set the record straight. Like, they can make the SEC argument all they want. Even the strength of the schedule argument isn't really in their favor this year. And they can enjoy their recent success over us and hide behind their default egg avatar accounts on Twitter or be scared to come to the stadium and leave their little cubbies in Lexington. But I think they know and we know Louisville has reached greater heights as an athletic program across the board, and Louisville's a better city. So thank you for letting me share that.
I think that's the mic drop.
Wow.
Right?
You know who that was, right?
Who was it?
Mario Benavides.
Oh, that's my guy.
Oh, there you go.
That's my guy, Mario
All
B.
Right.
Man, that's the mic drop. Little Phil Baker. Little Phil Baker on a
mic
Friday.
Drop.
By the way, Missouri just got torched for like a 50-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
Your boy Dinky.
Surely that's Beatty's fault. The defense gave up that touchdown.
No,
right?
Beatty could have got his third and
he
whatever.
He fell down. Yeah, the turf monster got him. Keep him coming.
I would watch Alabama-Auburn. I would watch Ohio State.
Alabama-Auburn.
Well, no, I won't. I'll be at the alley chilling.
Mark Blankenbaker, live from Alley.
Live from Alley.
Mark Blankenbaker, live from Alley.
Not the Alley, just Alley.
Mark Blankenbaker, live from Alley.
All right, well, first off.
Talk sports, damn it!
First off, that we got a text for that in the first hour, completely dismissing the fact we covered, we bookended the entire hour with sports. We got an angry texter about
saying, it's the week of the rivalry game, and you guys are talking about baseball or whatever. We were talking about in the first hour. Dollar Tree or some crap like that, damn it.
Dollar Tree.
Oh, yeah, closing one.
Lord, Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world. Lord God, Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world. I'm sorry, please don't be offended. I cannot get that out of my head every time I hear that.
It does kind of have the same sort of...
Absolutely has the same cadence.
Wow!
Good morning. It's Thanksgiving week, and I'm thankful to be in studio here with Drew Diener for the Drew Diener Show. Isn't that great?
Yeah, about 110 days of darkness, Mark Blankenbaker.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving.
Days.
What are you thankful for?
That 110 days from now, we'll start acting right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, I hate jackets. I hate pullovers.
Yeah.
I hate gloves. I have to buy gloves every year because I think I'm so happy I don't have to use them more. I throw them away.
You just toss them?
I have no idea. The dog's eating a glove right now. Good, eat it. I don't ever want to wear them. I hate them. I hate cold weather gear. I hate the grayness. So I think this is going to be the worst winter ever for me.
Wow.
I don't like wearing a quarter zip. I hate it. And I really hate jackets. I really, really hate jackets.
They're really kind of cumbersome and they restrict your movement.
It's awful.
I understand.
It's awful.
But
no, I'm in the wrong state. I got a few more years left in this state, and then I'm getting my ass out of here.
In the winter?
In the winter, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to get out of town.
Yeah,
snowbird.
Yeah.
maybe
well,
have
hopefully.
A few more years and be able to kind of be a snowbird.
Yeah, that's my hope that I can be. Yeah, or I'll just be a beach bum, one or the other. Max, what happened to your dad, Max? I don't know. He left and went south and never came back.
Yeah, so I mean, so are you thankful for that? Like that maybe you have that coming up?
Shut up.
They know they can get on the court and play a seed game against New Albany and beat them by 25.
Did you just say New Albany?
No, I said Albany. Did I say New Albany? I may have said New Albany.
I think I'm going to pull up the stream.
I probably did. They might as well have been playing New Albany High School. The Big Blue Wall has been kind of a false advertisement.
I went downstairs, wow. And then I just discovered a palace of poop downstairs. That's all there was. Poop everywhere.
By the way, do you think I'm going to let the take restrict my life?
Absolutely
not. I'm not
saying
it's going to restrict
not.
Your life.
You can
I'm
do just that. Saying you're getting
Other
off.
People in this building can do that. I'm not doing that. I'm living my best life at the Alley on Saturday. I'll be there from 4:30 to 5:30 broadcasting live. And if they want to try to steal your happiness with the Eagles or something like that, don't let them steal your joy. Don't let them take away. Because as soon as Andy knows that you like something, he's like, oh, you like XYZ. Let me rub your nose in it until you hate it. Hell no, man. I'm not doing that. I love Louisville. I love the Alley.
Okay.
We're going to love this.
I cannot do this for another 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Let's do it. Let's go. They want to get
not.
Out of the bet. They're totally welcome to. Basically, the terms are you can get out of the bet for $75. Right now, you can save $25, but I get to name a horse in Arapahoe Stables for Dan Issel.
For $25?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
No, the cheapest naming rights of all time.
Name 50. It.
No.
Dan loves Lamar.
Wait a minute. You bet Dan Issel $100, and your offer is you can pay me $75 before the
but
game.
But Pratt also can get out for $75. It's for $50.
Okay, so for $50.
Yeah.
And they're assuming the loss here, which is a game that it's pretty much a 50-50 game.
Mm-hmm.
That $50 is going to get you naming rights to a horse that's going to embarrass the owner.
Dad loves Lamar.
Please go win the game for the love of God.
No, first of all, I'm not getting out of the bet because I believe Kentucky will win. I don't know how,
stay positive.
But I think Kentucky will win.
No, Dan, be chesty, Dan.
And secondly, here's a guy who is so mentally unstable that he drives to Duke to watch a college football game. You think I'm going to let a guy like that name a horse?
Name a horse. Dan loves Lamar, no less.
You know, and Lamar is maybe I do love Lamar. I particularly like him doing flips into the end zone, so that he has to miss a couple of practices. And they say, "Oh, he didn't hurt his hip. He's ill. That's why he missed a couple of practices." Well, guess what? He's ill this week and missed a game. How many times during a regular season is he going to get ill? So no, that will never happen.
So that's his go-to, Jack. Jacking it works every time.
Yeah. If Kentucky loses, he's
man.
Giving
they're not
you,
losing.
He's giving you. There it is.
They're
he's,
not losing.
He's, there you go. He's giving us the gems.
I've been saying that all week. They have better players. They have better coaches. They're not losing the football game. Oh, yeah. Oh, Blake, he just tweeted me. Scott said,
I don't want to be a part of you and Blake's. I hope he did not send me. Am I attached
no,
to this?
No, just me.
Okay, thank God.
He tweeted out,
you guys,
Scott Satterfield is not built for this. At J. Strebel 82 on the radio right now discussing the Governor's Cup. I'll retweet it, Blake. I'll help you. Satterfield is not built for this. He wasn't built for it 2 years ago. He wasn't built for it last year. He ain't built for it this year.
He's not built for this,
he's
Jack.
Not. He's
mediocre,
not built for
mediocre
it.
Mediocre football that the country doesn't know is happening on
they
Saturday
don't.
Night.
Not, if he's not built for it here, how do you think he's going to be built for it at South Carolina or anywhere else that he wanted to go other than Louisville? He's not built for this. He's not a big-time football coach. He's an App State coach with a mediocre Power 5 job. That's what he is.
Let's go, Brandon.
Oh.
Let's go, Brandon. Bottoms up and L's down.
The football game, here's what happens. I already told you. Louisville wins the game on Saturday night. James Strebel and the postgame show, they get on there, fans call in, and they go, hey, this is just how Kentucky football goes.
You have been all over that.
Yeah.
Tell me again how great their offensive line is with Bach and Bums. Again, the bump happened, and they're reveling in it, and they're going to get smacked in the face with reality. The bump is fake, and you're all going to figure that out on Saturday. The bump.
Same
got
texter.
The bump.
Can we please, though, just say the team up the road for the first night show? Like, whenever we say it. And then also, for the callers and texters, can you just please refer to them as the team up the road? I don't even want to say their name today.
Oh,
Kroger,
wow.
U-Scan, Pick-Pack Field.
Lexganistan.
And Lexganistan, yes.
Guys, it's Louisville match point.
Oh.
24-21, it's Louisville match point.
Look at how he's intense.
He's into it. This is great.
They have battled back.
Come on.
All right. You want to do a play-by-play?
Come on. Let's go! Let's go!
The number one team in the nation.
Let's go!
Louisville volleyball.
ACC champions.
That's right.
Let's go!
Big time. Move to 27-0. Beat number three Pitt for the second time this year. A national championship threat, no doubt. Well done, ladies.
That's fantastic. Coach, your secondary had some struggles early on, but of course the offenses that you guys faced in the beginning of the season was like murderer's row. So that can be expected.
This game tonight.
Please.
Ugh. One more in the NFL. Ugh. I'm not even sure I
Please
can
stop
utter.
Moaning for the take.
Tell me. Quick.
Knew they weren't great last year in basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked
right
James Strebel right in his eye after that game. He was crushed. It crushes them to lose that basketball game.
It
bothers them. Like a piece of them die
every time
we win that basketball game.
That's a good point.
And that's why I'm like, no, give me that all day.
Why? He's 8-3. That bum squad is 6-5. You go out and lose to that dork, then what else he's going to go? He just lost to Louisville? Ugh. An ACC team? His biggest rival? Ugh.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. You were a complete embarrassment this morning. I mean, an embarrassment. Taylor Swift memes. How old are you? What the hell are you doing? I mean, this is a man's sport. This ain't Taylor Swift. Are you 12? My daughter likes Taylor Swift. She's 7.
Man.
She'd use a Taylor Swift meme. She's 7. There are adults in the room.
It's a man's sport.
This will be Stoops. I'll never get to leave. They'll never want me again because of Bob Satterfield. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, Missouri just threw another pick, I think.
Oh,
how many do
it.
We have? Bonus
Last
hour
one.
Next. Last one. Good job, Jackie boy.
Radio
we'll have the podcast up shortly. All the pre- and post-game coverage coming up tomorrow. Don't get into a fight at the stadium.
Enjoy
yourself.
Yes.
Go to the alley. Throw an L's down at Diener. Do what you got to do. We're out of here. Bonus hour coming up next.
His ass better win Saturday. If he wins on Saturday and leaves, God bless you. I don't blame you for taking LSU. I won't be mad at all. No, win this effing game.
You'll be mad.
No, I will not be. I will not.
You'll be
mad.
Something.
If he leaves, I'll be fine. It's whatever. I'll be like Mitch Barnhart. Get your booty in gear and get a coach.
Neil Brown.
Not Neil Brown. Not named Neil Brown. But Stoops better win Saturday. Because if that bum loses Saturday, you know exactly what's going to happen. Everyone's like,
mark all this.
You know
Jack.
What's going to happen. It's going to be, well, he was too focused on getting other jobs. He didn't have his team ready to go. He better be ready for that smoke. Because all that smoke's coming. It's already started.